A homily for the first Sunday in Lent. The season of Lent is upon us once again. And like many things in life, there is a tendency to just go through the motions, especially when it is something that is repeated annually. Even for time-honored traditions that we may celebrate and observe as a family or as a society, we may end up performing them simply for the sake of familiarity or comfort. And when we do that, we will not let the repetitiveness of it actually do something to ourselves. Every year in the early part of the year, the entire Catholic Church enters the season of Lent, which is a considerable period of 40 days. It is a time of preparation for and a lead up to our greatest feast that celebrates what the Catholic faith is based on, the resurrection of the dead. This resurrection that we are promised is based on the truth that Jesus Christ did in fact rise from the dead 3 days after having been killed by crucifixion on the cross on Calvary on Good Friday. St. Paul tells the Romans in our second reading today that it is a certainty that Jesus Christ will cause everyone to reign in life because in Christ each has received a free gift which he or she has not deserved. This free gift has a name. We call it salvation. Like all events and celebrations that are momentous, important, decisive, and weighty, there is a great need to prepare for them. The physical and logistical preparations for huge celebrations is merely one aspect. It certainly shouldn't be the only aspect of preparation. Especially for something that defines who we are as Catholic Christians, the preparation has to go way beyond just the physical and logistical. It needs to pierce the heart and the soul. And this kind of deep penetration doesn't happen overnight. It is a well-known saying that the longest journey that anyone can make isn't one that is found on any map, but is the distance between the head and the heart. It is the deep and penetrating journey to the self and to the soul. And that is never an overnight journey, but a lifelong endeavor. Lent is essentially an invitation to not just an individual, but to a community to make this journey and descent. We see in the scriptures so many examples of a movement, either of a people or of specific persons, where the number 40 seems to be significant. Old Testament examples abound. Noah waited for 40 days after the tops of the mountains were seen before sending out the ravens to check for dry land after the flood. The Hebrew people wandered and lived outside of the promised land for 40 years before entering it. Elijah walked 40 days and nights before reaching Mount Horeb. And in the book of Numbers, we see how the spies which Moses sent out to explore the land of Canaan only came back after 40 days. And in the New Testament, we see where, as today's gospel text reveals, Jesus spent 40 days and nights in the desert before beginning his ministry. As well, we see how in the Acts of the Apostles, between the resurrection of Jesus and his ascension, there was a gap of 40 days. It really is in this tradition that we as a community of Catholics make this journey toward Easter that lasts around 40 days. It isn't exact by any means, because one only needs to take a calendar and start counting that one will realize that there are actually more than 40 days. The purpose of Lent isn't so much that we go through 40 exact days of experiencing some lack or penance or hardship in order to celebrate Easter. Everyone knows that whether we do this or not, we will celebrate Easter. Easter will come. The purpose of Lent, however, goes way deeper. The purpose of Lent mirrors the purpose of our Christian lives, as well as the purpose that we are baptized sons and daughters of God the Father, and through baptism are made the brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. You see, the Christian life is meant to give us a certain dignity and a new character, which is the character of Christ. As well, the character of Christ includes the inculcation of one's moral fiber, resolve, and rectitude. The baptized person doesn't just live for his own self and his own purposes. He lives for Christ. That is why baptism is also called a christening. We become Christed at baptism. What does it mean to have character? It is a high accolade when we say that someone is a person of character, a person of substance. But it is also something that is difficult to define. As much as it is a difficult thing to do, defining what having character means and what being a person of character means, doing this is necessary because it is a very big part of what Lent is meant to help us to develop. The character of Christ that we are baptized into is something that requires of us a great deal of response and cooperation for it to bear fruit in our lives. Like a seed that is planted in the ground, it needs the energy from the sun as well as regular watering in order for it to germinate, grow, mature, and bear fruit. These things won't happen outside of those conditions. We need to apply this same principle to the development and growth of our character through the development and nurturing of our interior life in the same way. Today, the first Sunday of Lent, brings this point across in various ways. One may legitimately question why in the first reading from the book of Genesis had God positioned that tree right in the middle of the garden. And with that, a further question. Why was there a prohibition placed on it? It helps to understand that of the many things that the writer of Genesis wanted to convey, in this, one thing is clear. That because God loves so richly and authentically, the love that God gives necessarily has to include the freedom to reject this love. So the freedom that God gave to man is not a libertine, licentious, or immoral freedom. This freedom necessarily encompasses and includes a freedom to choose not to do certain things as well. Only a person of character and strength of the will can do this. This strength of character is something that is cultivated, grown, and brought to maturity through a process and life experiences, not unlike how that seed is brought to maturity and fruition. And in a very clear way, we see how Jesus was going through a process of developing and strengthening his character in those 40 days in the desert, where we are told he faced temptation. Let us be clear right off the bat that temptation itself is not a sin. Giving in to temptation with our full consent and will is what makes a sin a sin. Fighting against temptation is what strengthens our interior life and fortitude and trains our character. Much like the way a heavy sandbag strengthens the boxer's muscles when he punches and kicks it and develops his agility and strength in the gym. The desert for Jesus was his training ground, his spiritual workout, and he developed his character in a very significant way. In the desert, Jesus faced the temptation of three sins: the sins of self-entitlement, self-glorification, and the sin of presumption. All these are easily committed when we are enslaved to the self and when we make ourselves the center of the universe. The virtue in any human person that overcomes all these sins is the virtue of humility. And Jesus, who is both human and divine, gives us a masterclass here in how to overcome sins in which pride and the enslavement to the self are the underlying issues. The traditional Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are what aid us in attaining these virtues of justice, humility, and charity. In overcoming these three, Jesus showed remarkable strength of character, character that is robust, character that is formidable. Our Lenten journey of 40 days is going to be filled with numerous temptations to not live with virtue, to not rise to the challenge of holiness, to live for the self, and to set the bar for life very low. The Lenten journey that we are on gives us both opportunities and reasons to build character, and to do that because we want to develop an effective love for God. This will make us not just fit enough to live life in this world well, but also enlarge our hearts and train our souls to be fit for heaven after we die. When we respond to the grace that is being offered to us, it will help to make us Catholics with character, Catholics of substance. God love you.